You know, you mentioned if, what I did over the weekend. One of the things I did do was try to eat better, eat well. And I had some Fiber One cereal, and I thought, you know, this could be a little bland. And I noticed I had a big carton of blueberries. And I've been told that blueberries are very good for you.
I've heard the same thing. You know, they're like they're rich in antioxidants, yes, apparently. Yeah.
And so I went in there and washed them up. I might have left them in my refrigerator a little too long. Sometimes they get a little spots of like they're starting to age a bit. And I'm just wondering if you wash those off, if they're still good, or do you just toss them out? I tossed a few of the bad ones out. But they were so big and so good. And I'm thinking, you know, I remember our buddy, the late, great Ed McMahon, used to start his day off, he said, with blueberries all the time. And I think they're an antioxidant. Do we have a nutrition advisor from the Wild Blueberry Association to help us out?
We sure do. We got Susan Davis. She's a registered dietitian. She's going to talk to us all about the benefits of wild blueberries. Hi, Susan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Now, tell us some of these health benefits and some of the unknown health benefits of wild blueberries.
Well, one of the things I'd like to start out with is differentiating between wild blueberries and the blueberries you were just talking about.
Oh, really? There's a difference?
There is a big difference.
Uh-oh. Tell me about this. Now, did I do something bad?
You did not do something bad. You do what most people do is assume that all blueberries are the same. And our blueberries are little wild ones that come from Maine and eastern Canada.
Ooh.
They only grow in this part of the world as a commercial crop. And most blueberries that people are familiar with are high bush. So you go to these tall bushes and pick the berries. Ours are very small.
Well, I'm not a high bush kind of fan. I want the blueberries you're talking about.
Ours are
What's
very
the difference? Special. What's the difference between them besides the size?
Well, it is the size. We're one-third the size. We're higher in antioxidants because we have more skin. We're littler.
Right.
Most people can only get these as frozen berries because they've never been hybridized. So they don't ship well, and we have a very, very short season.
So it's okay to do frozen then?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, Michael Horn. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Frozen are just as nutritious or probably more nutritious than fresh because they're frozen at the point of harvest.
Oh.
So they don't sit around for a couple days being shipped. They don't sit around for several days in the grocery store.
My refrigerator getting little spots of stuff on them or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want fruit that begins to be moldy is not a good idea to eat.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you want to be
pick my way through the carton.
So the advantage of the frozen is, one, they're more economical. Generally, they're less expensive. You always have them on hand. There's no waste. And our little blueberries, since they're small, hold up beautifully. They don't get all mushy.
Now, Susan Davis, when you mix your wild blueberries with, let's say, yogurt or with a smoothie, do you lose some of the nutritional value in doing that?
No. Generally, if the longer they're cooked, the more you might lose. But if you're making a smoothie, especially something like a smoothie, you're eating that right away, and you don't lose anything.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, for wild blueberries, I mean, it seems to me that it might be elusive to find at some of your local grocery stores. I mean, is this something you can find at the local grocery stores, or is it a specialty item you have to have ordered, or do you have to go to, like, a farmer's market? Where's the best place to find wild blueberries?
Now you can get them in most supermarkets.
Really?
So, yeah, Dole has a brand.
Oh.
Wyman's is a brand. There are... the California restaurants, not restaurants, but markets, are like, is it Andronico, Andromica, Gelson's, Molly Stone.
So, Gelson's, I mean, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Now, of course...
Whole Foods has them, Trader Joe's.
Oh, now you're talking.
Wow.
And also, Cascadian Farms uses a lot of wild blueberries in their frozen products. But people want to look for the word wild.
That's the only ones. Your blueberries are wild blueberries. They come from the Northeast, correct?
Yes, and eastern Canada.
Smaller, higher, just like a wine, when you get more flavorful and better for you, you always want a small berry of the grape there when you make wine. Same thing when we're eating blueberries. Is that kind of the same thought process?
Absolutely. Chefs prefer these because of the size and the more intense flavor.
Got it.
Well, now, Susan, I'm reading information here about wild blueberries. It looks like it helps prevent memory loss, improve motor skills, lowers the blood pressure, and fights wrinkles. And these are all things that, you know, once we start getting up there in years, we really got to start considering wild blueberries as part of our regular diet, then, it seems.
Well, we want people to eat a lot of colorful foods. As a nutritionist, it's very important to give the big picture, which is you need a lot of fruits and vegetables.
Yep.
We know that blueberries are very special. And we just suggest that people get one of those, make one of those colors blue. So you want your red food, your yellow food, orange, get a blue food in almost every day.